service and his homegrown personal way of getting through the world, which you choose to call religious. I just think it's called fun, a vision of life as play and possibility.
Well, yeah, ancient faith, I don't have to be too formal. The word religion, you know, sometimes gets smacked around, sometimes deservedly so,
yes.
You know, because people think that it is more important than that which is of the spirit. The spirit means whatever's animating us and keeping us alive, and in the flesh, yeah, that's pretty important.
Well, it's also important to me, as you tell these tales, that you are in a tradition. You're not making this up all by yourself. It's the ancient part that I hear you. You talked last night about Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie and some of these really great troubadours in the oldest sense. Mm. That, I think it was Chancellor Herman Wells who said to us, the first muse is music. When you look at the deep time, what did we do first? It was music. We didn't try to hold things with words. We were able to find commonality with just the basic sounds that the birds share with us, that the bears share with us. Doesn't it give you a sense of that whole, as well as the joy of being connected with individual people in the audience? Isn't there a sense of completion? I'm making up words, but there's some bigness in this stuff you do.
Oh, I'd like to think that there's some bigness in it.
I said that in a clunky way, but I think you know what I mean.
Clunky, that's a word I understand. That should be that's my spiritual name, is Clunky. Yeah, I think that the highest I can seek as a musical and singing and performing artist is to communicate as clearly as, say, a bear. Because if I hear a bear growling, that tells me a whole story of where not to go and where to start running.
I gotcha.
There's clarity there.
Clarity.
Clarity without a lot of sentences and punctuation and past perfect tense. And no, you heard that bear roar over there, you go this way.
That's it.
Quick as you can. Not clunky. Okay, I'm being goofy about it. I guess what it is, if life is a circle, there's no real starting point. So I start out, in a sense, ignorant, not knowing anything, tabula rasa, a little baby, and I learn and I learn and I learn. But if I stop at any individual point, I realize that I'm still ignorant of something else. And then the more I learn, the more else I find I'm ignorant of. And then I've learned more and more, and I keep going and keep going. So as an artist, I've got to find something that speaks to all these conditions in this wheel. I got to try to find ways of communicating with everybody. There's things I did last night that I think, well, just like me, when I was the kid sitting there, you know, watching the performer, I want to appeal to the kid that's in everybody in a certain way. I don't want to do something that excludes part of the audience. I mean, true, you know, like isolates them. Like I'm singing the blues, you know, I don't want some poor white guy in the audience to say, oh my God. What have my ancestors done? You know, I don't want to turn into you know, a crazy thing. I want us to see the commonality of the human condition, and the blues is the music of survivors of some really tough times, and the way forward is to find the commonality, not the separate this off and smush this off and push this and it's only us and it's only this
and it's the great now.
The great now.
And the then.
And the then.
Well, it was interesting to me to be in a room full of Canadians, all of whom had modest color, as it were, or you could say white people.
I like it.
Pale folks.
Pale face. And they really responded. Now, I have firsthand knowledge of many of these folks who just have no idea. They've not even heard what we used to call Negro spirituals. I mean, they really don't know the roots of a lot of this music. And to watch them respond with such liveliness really surprised me, because a lot of Canadians are, well, you can't generalize, I know. But there is a sense of being a quieter people than Americans. We're seen as boisterous. at least I'm seen as boisterous, maybe not Americans. But to watch these people really get some energy into their, and not be shy about, you know, enjoying it fully, physically. That was a surprise to me, that singing the blues, even though it wasn't the dark, dark, down in the river kind of blues, they really were responding in a surprising way. Do you find that when you're in Europe? Do you find that when you're traveling outside, well outside of the North American experience?
I got to back you up a little bit and find out about this dark down in the river.
Oh, well, I'll tell you that story, but first you got to tell me your story.
Okay, so do I find my response?
Do you find folks who are just significantly outside of the American, specifically slave experience, the great taint of slavery that defines much of America, just isn't a common experience up here in the same way in Canada? If you're in Asia, if you're in Europe, can people hear through the, can they hear the people who are suffering finding a way without having to make them bleed with you?
Yes. I think that people all over the world, with the exception of those whose understanding of English is very limited, will find a lot to respond to on.
Is it the rhythms? Is it
sometimes very subliminal. Sometimes it's the rhythm. There's that Delta blues rhythm that's got this slow foot stepping from side to side. Sometimes it's almost stompier. Yeah. You know, it's got just something. And woke up this morning, feeling around for my shoes. There's something hypnotic about it.
Yeah.
And that hypnotic, that comes from a lot of the blues coming from work songs. And those work songs were made up as a way of keeping those men and women in the fields working for hours and hours and hours without let up. Maybe water breaks now and again, but they had to be out there producing. And those songs make you able somehow to chop that tree longer than you could otherwise, because you're singing it and you're sharing that energy with people, with men. As a matter of fact, that song I was just quoting, the walking blues, woke up this morning feeling around for my shoes, you could tell by that I had them old walking blues, is an axe chopping song.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Robert Johnson is credited with writing it, and then Son House has a version of the same song. Muddy Waters had a version of the same song. But as far as I'm concerned, that came from the men and the women in the fields who had to do it all day long. That's where it came from.
All lifelong.
Yeah, and with everything I have as a performer, that's what I'm trying to send out to an audience. And if they don't understand all the words, I think they can get something from that rhythm.
Yeah.
I think they can get something from the way the melody and the voice goes against the melody and the guitar, that kind of thing. There's ways of working it. Oh, and you know, when I go someplace where English is pretty much not spoken at all, well, then I'll stick to more of the classic blues songs that have been heard perhaps on the radio. Mm-hmm. That way they will have a sense of what the song is about just by hearing it. And I might tell fewer stories of my own. And I'll definitely do that Sonny Terry harmonica piece. It doesn't really so much matter what the words are. It's kind of the rhythm that they come out of my mouth. You know, so.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying about language. You know, the language came later. It's the music. You know, I was listening to your feet, and it sounded a lot like what a friend calls the lump dump of the heart, which is a very early bass track.
Yes, that's when I do those so-called blues teaching in the schools. I talk about that heartbeat rhythm that you hear from the Mississippi Delta.
Yeah. Lump dump.
Well, and you've been hearing it since you were in your mama's belly. That's the most ancient.
Well, guess what?
What?
Before my son was born, when he was in his mama's belly, I used to sing the walking blues right in through that belly. And when he came out of her, he was singing it.
There you go. I buy that. I buy that.
Blues.
Didn't come out like you could recognize the word. He was singing, baby.
And now he's still singing.
Yeah.
the blues and jazz are the quintessential American music contributions, and they've had impact all over the world, and they've influenced. I mean, that's where rock and roll came from, and music that is, I think, appreciated all over the world. It in some ways seems to be one of America's benign contributions to the world and to world culture, and I would assume you take some satisfaction in being a representative of that tradition.
You can think about that for a minute while I stop us, and then we'll start up again.